Hey, Tinkers, there are levels to delegation. In fact, there are 8 levels, and today I'm going to share them with you. Research suggests that only 30% of managers believe they're good at delegation, which is a critical obstacle blocking your path to real leadership and taking your business to the next level. Delegating is more than just giving tasks to your staff. It's empowering them to make decisions and execute on your plan. Not only does that free you as an owner to devote your energy to high-level directing that will grow your business, but it also develops leadership skills in your people and strengthens your whole team. Here are the 8 levels of delegation. Number 1, do it like this. Instructing your staff this way makes sure it's done right, which satisfies the perfectionist in you, but leaves no freedom for your delegatee to make decisions themselves. The next level, level 2, is look into this and tell me the situation and I'll decide. So at this level, your staff is empowered to give you analysis but not recommend action. You've still kept the responsibility of evaluating the options and making the decision. The third level is look into this and tell me the situation and we'll decide together. So this is a subtle difference from level 2, but here you're enabling the decision-making process to be shared, which promotes development in your staff. The fourth level is tell me the situation and what help you need from me in assessing and handling it, after which we'll decide. So here your staff has the extra responsibility to ask themselves questions that you would have posed at the previous level of delegation, combined with shared decision making. Level 5 is give me your analysis of the situation and the pros and cons of your recommendation, and then your decision, and I'll tell you whether you can go ahead or not. So at this level, you're acting as a check on your staff's discretion, but you show trust in their ability to make sound decisions and implement solutions. Be careful that your approval doesn't delay the process, which can create frustration. The 6th level is make your decision and inform me of it, but then go ahead unless I say not to. So by default now, you're giving approval to your staff member in advance, which empowers them even further. It also removes barriers to action if they know that they can act, unless they hear otherwise by a certain deadline. The 7th layer of delegation is decide and implement the solution and then let me know what happened. So you save even more time with this level of responsibility while building in follow-up and feedback. This coaching method builds confidence and develops big picture decision making that aligns with your business values. And the 8th level of delegation is you decide and take action, it's all you. This level moves entirely into the realm of mentorship. You provide feedback on a more periodic basis and you grant strategic responsibility. Your staff defines their projects, tasks, implementation, and analysis, making the necessary decisions in their area of responsibility. The highest level of delegation is appropriate for when you're training a successor or a co-owner or someone that's preparing to strike out on their own and build their own gym. Now, your challenge is to push yourself to progress from a do-everything or a level 1 delegator to levels 5 and beyond. You've hired great people who you want to be challenged and grow, just like your clients challenge themselves and grow in your gym. It's time to build their strengths, get out of your own way, and free yourself to lead your business into the future you envision. However, a word of caution here. It's not bad to be a level 1 delegator with a brand new staff person. The goal is to move a staff person up in levels of delegation as they build trust by showing you that they can execute at the different levels. A level 1 delegator isn't a failure, and in fact, you might be working with some people at level 1 while you're working with other people in levels 5 or above. And when you put somebody at level 8 and you trust them to make decisions, they might turn around and be a level 1 delegator with entry-level staff. So for example, if you're running a gym, you might want your front desk staff to be working at like a level 1 or a level 2 level of delegation. You know, do it exactly like this. Or if somebody comes in and there's a problem, you have 2 options to solve the problem, level 2. If you're working with somebody that's, you know, a higher value role, like a coach or a nutrition coach or an SME, maybe you're working at a level 3 or 4 or 5 with those people. Or maybe it's somebody that's been with you long enough that they've seen a few instances, they've got a few reps, they've followed level 1, level 2 delegation already, and you're ready to give them a little bit of influence or a little bit of subtlety into different decisions. It's time where you allow them now to say, like, well, there's kind of a gray area here. And when you're working with higher value roles, that's where you start to introduce the higher levels of delegation. But only after they've established trust, follow the process, and they have seen the black and white, and they're ready to make an informed decision when a shade of gray appears.